Hey everybody, welcome back to Stray Noir, an Orphan Black podcast. I'm Logan.
I'm Mina.
And we don't have Tim. We fired him from the show. He's gone.
We did.
No more Tim. So, no, Tim should be here next week, right?
I think so. If not next week, the next week after that, so.
Okay, yeah, apparently Tim got a life in the off season, so.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's all about, but whatever, man. That's fine, because the two most important people are here. So, so we are going to talk, finally, about the last season of Orphan Black, starting with this season premiere, season 5, episode 1. Before we get into the episode, of all people, I want to ask this question.
Yes.
Like, you most of all, how do you feel about this being the last season?
Sad that it's the last season, but happy that they don't have to drag the show on forever and keep coming up with things, because that would inevitably, even though Orphan Black's great, I think that would inevitably get bad as any show that runs out of, you know, things to do. So sad and happy.
See, I am of, like, such a similar mindset. I know so many people that get bummed out when they announce, like, this will be the last season of a show. A big one right now is Game of Thrones. We have two more seasons, and everybody's like, I can't believe we only have, like, 16 more episodes of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but, like, do you want to watch 15 years of Game of Thrones?
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
You know, get out while you're still really, really good. And
yeah.
I mean, I feel like that's what these guys are doing. And,
yeah, definitely.
You know, they're going to, finish the story you have to tell. And that's great.
Yeah.
The flip side of that, and I'm going to get a little deep and possibly somewhat political. So if I offend anybody, I apologize, but not really, because if you take offense to this, you're watching the wrong show, and I really don't know what to tell you. Don't listen to my podcast, or our podcast, I shouldn't say my podcast. So, since we last did an episode of this podcast, our world, this country, has become a much different place. And it feels like, now more than ever, a show like this that embraces science, that embraces different lifestyles, that embraces different cultures, that is not, that doesn't single anybody out, except for maybe the people trying to hold down, you know, any subset of humanity, you know, any kind of minority group.
Like, yeah.
This show is specifically targeted, and really always has been, against people like that. You know, even in the weird way that we have, like, the main bad guys of this show are a group of people that seek to alter humanity. And, like, so, like, among, like, minority groups, in real life, they would be the smallest of minority groups. But, you know, they're still oppressive. So, you know, these characters are always fighting against that. And those two things, more than anything, I feel like in the last 8 or 9 months, we've lost so much of that in the real world.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of frustrating that a show like this that, you know, I know it's not Game of Thrones. I know it does not have that viewership.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's not anything else like that. The closest thing in my, like, things that I watch is the show Mr. Robot, and but it's not really it's more about fighting the kind of the 1%. Like, it's not a rich versus poor thing, but kind of is. Whereas is this has always been like everybody belongs. And to lose something like that is just, it's really, really like, I didn't expect it to hit me on that kind of front, except that we've had to deal with and watch the things we've had to watch for the last 8 or 9 months, and it's like, oh, just where are we going, man? So, and I say that fully aware that I am a white heterosexual male in a world that now definitely caters to white heterosexual males. So, so the irony of that is not lost on me. So please, nobody tweet me like, "What are you complaining about?" I'm not complaining. So, the other thing is, like, we have not talked in close to a year.
Yeah, I just saw on Skype here where we record. Yeah, it was like June 17th, I think, the last year we recorded last, maybe.
So I was
So
still living in
literally,
Georgia.
yeah. Oh yeah.
That seems insane to me. Like, I live in a whole other place. I have a whole different
Yeah.
job.
It's crazy.
So, like, my life has changed, but hasn't changed. And, like, I think we communicate like a little via Facebook, but not really that much, you know?
Crazy.
Like, I know, like, the one big event, I don't want to call it event, I know that happened to you, was like, there was like 2 weeks or something where you didn't have power.
Yes, that happened. I think in like April, maybe, or maybe March, maybe March. Lost track of time. But yeah, our we had, I don't even remember. It was it just wind? I think it was. Yeah, oh, I know, because it was March. And there was like snow. Although snow came a few days into it. I don't know. Yeah, I think it was the wind that knocked out the power, and it was so widespread that we didn't get power for like a week and a half. It was crazy. Our house was okay for the first few days. We like slept here and we were okay. And then my dad fled to my grandpa's house, and then we fled to our friend's house because it was more fun over there. So it was crazy.
I was just like following the. I would just like casually scroll through Facebook, and Mina would be like, "Yep, still no power." I'm like, "Oh my God, she is gonna freeze to death."
I walked through the local Target a few times, and they also didn't have power. They had like backup generators, but it didn't power everything, so there were like half lights in the store, so it was really dim. It seemed like an apocalypse was happening, and like all the freezers were emptied, and they were like boarded up. It was crazy.
Well, I have to say you handled it much better, at least publicly, than I would. 'Cause I gotta tell you, like, if my power goes out, like, I will just be laying in bed, and like my first thought is like, well, I guess this is how I'm gonna die. So yeah, I said that to say, like, so have you been watching anything else other than Orphan Black on a loop?
What have I been watching? I'm a big fan of Gilmore Girls,
Oh, so
and they
you were
have
freaking out about the revival then.
the revival. Yes. I watched it as soon as it came out at like 3 a.m. my time, with my sister. We watched like there were 4 hour and a half episodes that came out on Netflix, and we watched like two of them maybe that night, went to sleep. When I woke up, like we watched the other, I don't know, it was like within 24 hours. It was crazy. I couldn't go on the internet if I didn't watch them all at once. I would have found out so many things.
I still
But
haven't watched them, and I used to be a pretty big Gilmore Girls fan. But like, somebody told me, actually I think Spencer told me, he was like, "Yeah, like it's gonna make you cry." And I'm,
yes,
I
I
can't.
did cry.
I can't
The
do it.
last episode, I did cry. Certain things. So that. I don't know. What else do I watch?
Have you seen Wonder Woman?
Oh yeah, I went like last week with my sister.
What did you think?
I'm someone that like never sees superhero movies at all. Like I watched the first Captain America at home like a year ago maybe because I like Agent Carter and that's where Agent Carter is in. But other than that, I really haven't seen anything. So I liked it. I'm not that picky, but I liked it. It was, I mean, I love that it exists. Like I'm not like super into it or anything, but that's my personal taste, but I'm very happy it got made and yeah.
See, that's interesting to me, just as somebody who is not like I'm either one of two things predisposed to love it because it's a superhero movie or tear it apart because it's a superhero movie.
Yeah.
And like I usually just fall in one of those two categories. I loved it. Like I saw it. I'm also probably biased. I saw it with like my nieces and my sister.
Oh, that's great.
And so watching a movie like that with like this group of girls who get
Yeah.
like we're just getting so into it, like it
Yeah.
makes you get into it, you know. It's kind of like watching like a kid's favorite movie, like you babysit all the time, so
Yeah, I watch
like
kids.
you know it's it, my like my baby brother used to love the movie Cars, the Pixar movie.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, honestly, I could never watch that movie again, but like watching him watch Cars was
Yeah.
so fun. So I
Yeah.
liked Wonder Woman a lot, but like seeing them enjoy it on a level that they really haven't been able to enjoy any superhero movie before,
Yeah.
just made it so much better. Like equally so with like the last Star Wars movie, even though it had, I don't, are you into Star Wars? I don't know if we've ever talked about it.
I have never seen any Star Wars. I have to
Okay.
at some point, and never have yet.
Oh, well, well, actually, the last two movies, but specifically the last movie,
Yeah.
Rogue One, had the main character was a female,
Yeah.
so like to take them to go see it and watch her be the hero is just like it's so much fun. And
Yeah.
of course, then you get on the internet and it's just a bunch of white dudes talking about, "When's your buddy gonna be a girl?"
I
But
know. Like,
why does
oh
it matter?
my God. So many movies, so many with men, so many. I'm like, we can't just have some, you know? Like, it's, yeah.
Anybody that's ever listened to me podcast knows that like female character beating people up, like I'm so there, man. Like that, I'm all about that. So, which is I guess why I was initially drawn to this show.
Yeah.
Just because she's such like Tatiana Maslany, excuse me, Emmy winning actress Tatiana Maslany. So like that was the best thing to happen in the last year, like
Oh my God.
hands down.
Was so happy. Yeah.
You know, she's such just such a force to be reckoned with. And so I guess let's get into the show. So the
Yep.
season premiere, season 5, last season, like I just spoiler alert everybody, if you didn't watch the episode, what's wrong with you? So we'll just off the bat, we're probably gonna spoil stuff.
Oh yeah, just
What
go
did
watch the episode,
it's
then
a
listen to the
it's if you don't have cable, it's streaming right now on the BBC America website for free. I
Yeah.
don't think all the episodes will be streaming for free, but I know the
Yes.
premiere is.
I think just the premiere and then the rest of them you have to sign in with a cable provider.
Yeah, and you know somebody with cable, just
But
you
yeah,
know.
just ask them, hey, what's your login there? Yeah.
Or if you're feeling really generous, they're like, I think you can buy them like immediately after they air on Amazon for $2 a piece.
Yeah,
So
Amazon or iTunes, you can buy them there too.
there you
Pretty
go.
much this is Amazon. Yeah.
So what did you think about the episode?
I liked it. It wasn't the best because I think from a first episode, I expected a bit more and it was a bit slower than I thought it was going to be. But I still liked it. I watched it a second time and I think I enjoyed it even more the second time. I loved having them back. I loved having everyone back and seeing them. And I just, like, you know, I'm on the edge of my seat watching. And there was still, like, you know, some tension of what was happening, but it wasn't as much as I thought there was going to be.
See, what about you? I'm so, so glad to hear you say that. Because
yeah.
I did not want to be the guy. I'm with you. I really enjoyed the episode.
Yeah.
And it sets up all this stuff.
Yeah.
Even with Delphine, sets up all this stuff that I'm just like, where is this going to go? But it's 43 minutes of setting things up. And that's really fun, except now I have to wait to watch the next episode.
Like, I think I'll like this episode even more once the rest of the season's out, and I do, like, whole season rewatch. But as just a single episode, as a premiere, it was a little slow, a little, like, I don't know. Yeah.
I think slow is fair, just because we're getting introduced to these new... new characters. So, to like completely push us into that world, I can see how maybe that would be off-putting, but one of the benefits and / flaws of this show is that we get 10 episodes.
Yeah.
That's what we get. So, 5 seasons, we're gonna have 50 episodes of TV.
Yeah.
And... So when an episode is slow, it's kind of frustrating because, well, now you only have 9 more episodes.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
So it opens, like, for anybody, I guess, that doesn't remember where we left off, they do a pretty good recap. So, because I'll be honest, I did not rewatch the last season. As much as I loved it, it's probably my second favorite outside of the first season, but I don't know. I don't know what it was. I couldn't bring myself to rewatch it, so I was like, I'm just gonna go in. I remember most everything. I remember Kira and Mrs. S getting kidnapped. I remember Rachel kind of flipping her lid, and you know, Cosima waking up on the island. Delphine was there. Lots of people besides me were happy that Delphine was there.
Me included.
I gotta say, very, very, like, of course she was used kind of sparingly in this episode, but very happy with the way she's used in this episode.
And good. Yeah, I was too.
Even the way, like, their romance plays into it, where she's so desperate to help all of these other people who need her help, but also save her girlfriend at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, like, this is the love of her life, and she's like, well, I mean, there's a good chance that they might kill her. So,
yeah.
Because we have, especially when Rachel comes into it, I was like, oh, great, Cosima's gonna die.
Yeah.
Like, this is how we're gonna start the season, with the death of one of the best characters.
That would be terrible. I couldn't even watch the rest, my God.
I really did enjoy her, and I was really interested in this new group of people, the revivalists, I guess.
I mean, I think they're Neolutionists, but their camp is called Revival.
I was really, really interested at first, and not that I'm less interested, but as it went on, it became more and more obvious that they're just kind of more intense versions of the Neolutionists, and are very much a cult.
Oh yeah, they're definitely a cult.
So it kind of, it's still interesting, but it felt a little like a rehash of what were they called?
Proletheans?
Yes.
Yeah, it's sort of like a mix between the Proletheans and Neolutionists that we've seen before, because they're like a cult, and they're, you know, they're out in the woods and living in yurts, and So it's sort of like, yeah, sort of a cross, just in the way the Prolethians, you know, lived and stuff.
Which I guess kind of gets brought up because it's when those people kidnap Allison, right? She says something, they're like, there are no more, like, there's only one group now. Like, there's no more factions. Like, we're all united.
Yeah, they consolidated.
So, I guess we can just jump to the beginning. Sarah, you know, on the island, she was shot, right? She was stabbed.
Yeah, she was stabbed by Rachel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's hurt, stumbling around this island, looking for Cosima.
Yeah.
Kind of doing, like, her survival mode thing, which...
Yeah.
That floored me, because we've seen her be, like, that... Sarah, specifically, the tough, kind of streetwise person.
Streetwise, yeah.
And, like, Helena's the one you would think, which we do see later, she's the one you could just drop in the middle of nowhere and, like, she'll be all right.
She'll be fine. Oh, yeah.
So to see her, like, start a fire, it was very bittersweet to see her use the picture of her child to start a fire.
Yeah.
You know, and kind of do this whole MacGyver type of thing and evade these people on the island was fun. I would have liked to seen her get the drop on somebody at least once, and, you know, but yeah. She holds her own against okay, so what do you think that's obviously some kind of creature that they've like evolved or de-evolved or something? Right?
Yeah, it has to be something. I mean, I don't know whether it, like, got away from them and now it just lives in the woods, or, you know, it got out of hand or something, or, yeah, I don't know. It's their own island of Dr. Moreau creature, I guess.
Because later in the episode, like, when she's running from these guys, she falls, and she basically falls next to a dead dog or something.
Wolf or something.
Yeah, and it clearly has a large chunk basically just taken out of it.
Yeah.
And one of the guys is like, it's a bear or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's clearly not a bear because we saw it attack Sarah. So.
Yeah, oh yeah. It was, you know, somewhat human-esque, closer to human than a bear, but something odd.
So I don't know. At first, I just thought it was some guy living who, you know, like you were talking about, had, like, gotten away from him, was, like, living wild on the island. But later, I started thinking about how cultish all this was, and like you said, Island of Dr. Moreau, and that's exactly where my head went.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think I don't know, like, P.T. Westmoreland must have done something to this guy, whether it was a guy to begin with, or over, you know, all these decades and stuff, it was born that way, or something. Something definitely is
so
different.
You bring up P.T. Westmoreland.
Yes.
We get a little bit of information about this guy.
Yeah.
If you don't remember who it is, it's probably a good idea to go back and rewatch the finale, because that's basically where we got what we know about him from. And really all we know is what was in that book that's now gone, right? So we don't know who has it.
I mean, I think the book is probably still in Susan's house. At the other part of the island, unless someone took it, forget. Possibly Rachel.
Yeah.
But.
So we find out that he is 117, or was it 7?
170.
70. Oh, I was off.
Yeah. 170.
170 years old.
Yeah, and the Revival apparently has been Mudd says Revival has been sustaining life off the grid since 1908. So he's 170, and Revival has been there since 1908, so 100 years.
So that's interesting. And like Mudd, the newest character we're introduced to, which
Yeah.
I feel like she's definitely one of, they're setting her up for one or two things. Either she's going to be very, very important to this season, or like they introduced her and because she's fun and you kind of feel for her, I'm like,
Yeah.
well, she might get killed.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't
So that just always seems to be, I mean, these guys will definitely surprise us, but
yeah.
anytime you introduce like a cute, quirky, fun, spontaneous kind of character, it's like,
Yeah.
well, either they're gonna know something important, or it's like, hey, isn't this person great? Boom, they're dead. So, but I really enjoyed her, like, despite the fact that she's obviously been brainwashed into this cult.
Yeah, no, I really like her character. Yeah. I mean, I'm always a little wary when new characters are introduced.
Well,
I'm
especially on
always
this show, because I mean, come on.
used to them, and we're at the first episode of the season, and it technically kicks up right after the last season, and then suddenly we got all these new people. It bugs me a little bit, but she made sense. She was there, and we just got there, and I liked her character, so.
Well, and it works as like this audience surrogate because obviously we need somebody to kind of introduce us to this world, and so does Cosima. And the flip side of that would be to have Delphine do it, but like it's a smart move from a writing standpoint because you want when Delphine and Cosima are in the room together, you want it if you're pro their relationship, you want it to be about them, not to be about Delphine explaining what everything is.
Yeah, I really like that Mudd is there to walk Cosima around, and Mudd lives there and has been living there and possibly her whole life. So she's showing her around, and it would have been different if they had Delphine do that. Yeah.
So going off the island just for a bit, we get
Yeah.
some Felix stuff. My opinion, I mean, it's always my opinion in every episode. Not enough Felix and Art stuff, but whatever.
Oh yeah, there wasn't very much. I always love, I mean, I love Art too, but especially Felix.
Yeah.
I hope he has a lot to do this season because I love him as a character.
Yeah, it did. Other than like his like jealousy kind of storyline thing last year, it
Yeah.
did feel like he got kind of sidelined
Yeah.
on purpose. But like Sarah would specifically say, like, "No, you can't be involved in this,"
Yeah.
and so that actually led to the whole like, "Oh, well, I have a new sister,"
Yeah.
so which it'll be interesting to see if that even comes into play. Maybe. Who we'll find out, I'm
Oh,
sure.
yeah. I assume she'll pop up sometime during the
Yeah,
season. You can
she was fun.
leave the sister, like never coming back to Felix. That would be sad now that she exists,
So Felix is on the search for Mrs. S and Kip, who were kidnapped by
Ferdinand.
Ferdinand, I
Yeah.
can't believe I drew a
James
blank on
Frey.
who
Yeah.
is fun and was in the previously on, and I was all stoked to see him
Yeah.
in this
Yeah.
episode, and he's not in it.
Fingers crossed for next week. I love Ferdinand.
Oh, he's that guy is just he's so good at playing just absolutely insane characters.
Yeah. He's great.
So yeah, I hope we get a lot of him coming up, but there's so much stuff in this episode already. I can see how that would have been like, well, here's some more stuff.
Yeah.
The search, you want the search for those two to at least be a search, not to be like, oh, hey, wait, we found them.
Yeah.
So build the tension up.
Yeah. I also really missed Mrs. S because they weren't found or anything, and we didn't see Ferdinand. We also didn't see Mrs. S. She's usually in every episode, so I missed her a bit.
Yeah, there have been, you're right, there have been very few episodes where she hasn't at least had like a scene.
Scene, yeah.
So yeah,
Then.
that's weird. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
Because we did see Kira, even though it was kind of just like a dream thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, no Ferdinand, but that's all right. You know, Felix is on the hunt. Meanwhile, Allison and Donnie and Helena are at a national park, playing Yogi Bear, which I know we say this all the time too. I wanted to see more of them living in the woods,
Yeah, I
you know?
totally did. It happened so fast.
But
Allison getting captured and stuff. Yeah, I would have liked to see more.
so a lot has been made of what happens. They get a call, kind of from Felix explaining what's going on and for them to stay put. And of course, Allison being Allison, just bump that. We're not going to stay here while they're out there, you know, possibly dying. We're going to go help them. But before they can do anything, these people run up on them in the woods, wind up kidnapping Allison, and Donnie sees it but doesn't do anything about it. He kind of takes off, presumably to go find Helena.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very Donnie thing to do, running away. I mean, if he didn't run, he would have gotten captured, so I guess it's a smart thing to do. But he also dragged along his wheeled suitcase in the woods, ran with it.
That was the
But
one
the most.
thing where I was just like,
Yeah.
really? You're taking the
It's like,
suitcase?
okay, one thing, I mean, I guess if you're gonna carry it, but also just don't bring it. Just drop it. Just go. Like.
Unless we find out that there is something so important in that suitcase, then you're absolutely right. Like, because I don't know if you read any of the or saw any of the posts about it or any tweets about it, but like there are a lot of people who kind of took issue with what Donnie did. And like so much so that Christian Brunn, however you say his name, like basically posted something kind of defending Donnie's actions. And I'm like, are have y'all not been watching the show? He's not really a confrontational guy.
Oh, he's in fight or flight. He is flight. Like he would have gotten captured. So I mean, it was the best thing to do probably, but I mean, it appeared to not be great because he was just leaving Allison who was being captured, but the suitcase, you know, that's just
I mean, it's ridiculous, but it's so Donnie, man. It's funny because I know we talked about this last season and probably the season before that. But when this show started, when we started doing the podcast in season two, it was Spencer and myself. And like, did you listen to those episodes?
I think I listened to season three first because Tim was on
Tim was
them,
on that,
and
yeah.
I knew Tim's thing. And then after that, I went back and I started at the beginning. So
So
I listened to all the pre-Mina episodes.
I don't know if you remember like the conversation in season two would get more and more like Donnie's gotta die
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
because he had kind of been revealed to be more or less a bad guy and like he was kind of underhanded, we didn't know what he was doing, and Spencer and I were just on this really big kick of like they've got to kill this guy. You know, there's no way they can just keep having him do all this stuff. And then he shot what's his name in the
Leaky.
yeah, he shot Leaky in the face. And I
No.
was like, wait, no, total change.
Yeah,
Donnie's my new favorite character.
that moment on, Donnie had to stay forever. He's too great.
And it has progressed to this, where it's just like Donnie gets two real scenes in the episode, and both of them are just so great and hysterical all at the same time. And one is him being completely cowardly and running away with that suitcase. And the other is when he makes it back to the car, gets caught, but then Helena saves him. And while Helena is holding this dude, wrestling him to the ground, Donnie runs over and just punches him in the face. And it's like, that's not bravery, man. Like, he's somebody, a pregnant person is literally wrestled this dude with a gun to the ground. And then you're like, oh, wait, I got this. I'm gonna punch him in the face.
Yeah. I know. When she was doing that, I almost forgot she was pregnant. And then it occurred to me, I'm like, oh my God. God, he's nothing.
And then we get like the moment of absolute dread, which
Yeah.
I hope this is not the story that comes out of this. I hope this is not, oh, well, she lost the babies,
Yeah.
because she gets stabbed. Helena gets stabbed with a stick,
Yeah.
and utters the fantastic line.
Yeah.
Is it babies got stabbed or something
I
like that?
think stick in baby.
Yeah, stickin' baby. Yeah, I wrote it down in my notes. Yep, stickin' baby. So, which is like, it's horrifying to see that stick like poking out of her pregnant
My God,
belly.
it was so unexpected. I did not like, because you don't really see like it being stuck in there. You just see like them, tussling. So, and then suddenly you're like, oh my God, there's a stick, and she's like sticking baby, and it's sticking out of her. It's crazy.
It's like, I don't want to laugh, but oh my God, that was so funny.
Yeah, it's funny, and then it's like, oh no.
We also got to see a little bit of Scott, which was fun. I hope they give him something really, really great to do this season. I hope everybody goes out with like just a fantastic moment.
Yeah, I hope they all really get, their moment. I love Scott, so yeah, I
And
hope so.
he's working with Felix, and Ira, of all people,
Yeah.
who apparently still is not willing to betray Rachel.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. They're like asking him, and he apparently knows about the village or revival, and he says, oh, all he knows is it's called revival, and it's, on the island, and Susan
Felix even
apparently,
tells him, like, hey man, like, you need to, it's time to give up the ghost. You know?
yeah, like,
She
pick a
is.
blood, but, I mean, Ira, I think he's, I don't know, he's clinging on to, being on Susan's side, doesn't know
Yeah.
what happened, and, I mean, she's still living,
Which, I skipped over that at the beginning. Like, that gets dropped on us too, that she is expected to survive.
Yeah, that's what they Mud says. She's been hearing rumors that Susan's supposed to, or yeah, supposed to survive.
And maybe it's just, I don't know. Was it me? Like, I didn't expect that we'd ever see her again.
Oh yeah, I mean, the way she was left last season, she was, bleeding and stuff, but like Rachel had patched her up. So once I saw that, I was like, okay, well, we didn't see her definite death, so I assumed that maybe she'd be back, but I don't know, but maybe be back and dying and then dead, because we're like we resumed right from where
Yeah.
last, so not much time has passed, so I don't know. Yeah, I thought she was probably gonna die, maybe not dead yet, I don't know, but I guess she's gonna pull through, apparently. So it'll be interesting to see her again and see how she fits
Especially
into
considering how Rachel has now just gone like total super villain kind
things.
of mode. So, back on the island, Delphine tells Cosima a whole bunch of information that's kind of whispered and very, very hurried, but essentially leads Cosima to this medical facility where she can inject herself with whatever is left of the cure. And she runs into Sarah. And am I wrong? This is the first time those two have been in the same place in a very long time. Maybe it feels longer just because it's been a year since the show was up.
Yeah, I mean, it's for them, it's only like, I don't know, a couple days. Like, not long, yeah. Cosima was on the island for a bit.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's been, it's been a bit. They were, like, Skyping and stuff.
Because she was on the island, she went to the house was on the island, wasn't it? The big mansion thing?
Yeah, because Cosima was there and they were working on the cure with Susan. Yeah, so it's been a bit. They haven't been together.
So, I expected a more emotional reunion, but then it does get cut short by, like, you gotta go.
Yeah.
You can't be here. Like, if they find you, like, you're in trouble, you know, go protect your family. I've got to stay.
Yeah. You know? It, like, sucks for Sarah because she went through all that to get Cosima, and then suddenly Cosima's not leaving. But, I mean, I get why Cosima wouldn't just go, because she's right. I mean, it's going to keep happening. They're going to keep, you know, persecuting them and going for them, and you're there. Might as well try to make something of it. But obviously a disappointment for Sarah.
Yeah, to come all that way and just be told, I don't want to go.
Yeah.
I mean, she's got so many reasons to stay, the two biggest being Delphine being alive. You know, there's no way she's leaving that island without her.
Not at all.
And, you know, she still has to make sure that she's not going to die. And everything we get shown leading up to this, if she's going to survive this, whether the shot helps, works, doesn't, like, she's gonna have to be there, because these people can supposedly cure a lot of things.
Yeah.
And there is even mention of a fountain at some point.
Yeah. Mysterious fountain. So, whether there's an actual fountain is interesting, but, I mean, I think, like, the fountain of youth, you know?
Yeah. Which, when one of the characters is 170 years old, it's got to be something along those lines.
I don't know if, you know, there is some sort of fountain that, like, does things, or it's the fountain is sort of like a code word they use for their science that, you know, is the fountain of youth. So I don't know if you really go bathing in a fountain, but,
So, Sarah comes all that way to rescue her sister and gets told, nope, go back.
Yeah.
I don't need your help. So, she goes to the boat that she found and is immediately discovered and shot with a dart and passes out to see Rachel's smiling face.
Oh, yeah. What a view.
So, not only is she told to go back, but she doesn't even make it back.
Yeah. Poor thing. This is so bad for Sarah. She's trying so hard.
It's going to be fun to see, like, that wake-up moment, you know?
Yeah.
Of Sarah just being like, if I get out of this, I'm going to kill you.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you thought it was bad when we stabbed you in the eye with a pencil. It's going to be much worse.
Oh, yeah.
So, and that's kind of where the episode leaves us. I didn't watch the next time on. I'm notoriously, like, against, especially for this show, because, oh my god, they give you so much information.
So. I watched it, but I don't really remember much. I don't know. I know some things that, like, they put in other previews and stuff. They put some stuff from episode 2, too.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good with keeping it separated. I won't spoil anything.
Well, the thing I do know is that MK will be back.
Yes, I do know that.
They mentioned her when they were talking to Scott, because Scott said he was reaching out to her. And they mentioned Minecraft, which it's a shame Tim's not here. Are you a Minecrafter?
No, I watch the kids. I watch play sometimes, and also they watch YouTube videos of people playing. So I've seen it. I've never played it.
I have a baby brother who does the
Yeah.
same thing, and like he will play it and he'll like, come look at what I built. And I'm like, how long did that take you? Oh no, 3 or 4 days. And I'm just like, oh
Yeah.
my God, you could have built it by hand. I mean,
Yeah.
like, what is wrong with you? And he will sit there and just endlessly watch people
Oh yeah.
building stuff in Minecraft on YouTube.
Oh yeah, that's very big right now with
On
the
the flip side of that, though, I also work with a guy who is
Yeah.
younger than me. I'm 38, so he's not even 30. And he's incessantly bragging about, like, he built a full-scale replica, like rooms and everything,
Oh my
of
gosh.
the Titanic in
Oh my,
Minecraft.
that's insane.
And I'm just like, why? He was like, I don't know to do it. And like,
That's crazy.
he's got this video on YouTube, it's like 20 minutes long of him like taking a tour through like all the rooms. And I was like, dude, this is nuts, man. I mean,
Wow.
it took him like a year.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, that's a big ship.
So yeah, the Minecraft thing, I was like, I mean, okay, yeah, she seems like the kind of person that would be into definitely all of that, and we know she's a gamer, so.
Yeah, it was like last season she appeared when Kira was playing
Yeah.
Minecraft, so that's why they're trying to search for
And
her.
let's see what I know I skipped over. Oh, Art's new partner. I just
Oh
jumped right
yeah,
over
I
that.
knew that was
So Art gets a new partner in this episode.
Yeah.
And I cannot I don't think I put her name in my notes.
Oh, I have it. Her name is Maddie something. I had her last name. I have too many note pages here.
She's not on the IMDb page. Good job. Oh no, there it is. Maddie Inger.
Inger, yeah. I know it's written somewhere in here. But yeah.
Elise Levesque, who is freaking intimidating, man.
She really is, yeah.
Like, she looked like she belonged in the Wonder Woman movie.
Definitely.
I mean, she's like a foot taller than Art. And
Yeah.
like when she started talking to him, I was just like, oh, this girl's like, she's definitely trouble. But we kind of already knew that. Like, everybody at the police station is kind of suspect to begin with.
Yeah.
So, and I honestly did not expect her turn to happen as quick as it did.
Yeah, it was surprising. It was like, oh, okay, we're doing this? Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I they were first, she was driving him out there and stuff, and
Apparently,
yeah.
she was in that show, The Originals, on the CW. I never got into that or like the Vampire Diaries, but she was on, well, one of the maybe the second season or something like that.
Yeah, I've never
So
seen it.
I'm sure a lot of people recognized her.
Yeah, I recognized her, and I probably have never seen her in anything. I think she just like looks like other people. Like, I don't know. I felt like I knew who she was. Maybe I saw her in something. I'll have to go look at her
Oh,
IMDb. But
yeah, there's a ton of stuff. She was in, if you're into geeky stuff, that show Legends of Tomorrow, she was in an episode of that playing Guinevere, who as it turns out in Legends of Tomorrow, Guinevere was not all about Lancelot and Arthur. She was more about the ladies of the Round Table. So it's kind of fun.
That sounds fun.
So yeah, there's some really good like they play it up, you know? Like,
Yeah.
oh. So but yeah, she was fun, and I honestly expected to have a lot more time with like the like, ooh, when's she gonna turn? And instead of just immediately like, nope, driving Ark to the middle of nowhere,
Yeah.
gonna threaten to kill him.
Yep.
So that was fun, especially when she's got Allison in the van and she's like, I have sworn not to harm a hair on any clone's head, and then like hits Art and then points the
Yeah.
gun at his head.
It's like, well, you're not a clone, so.
So yeah, that was pretty great. I'm hoping she sticks around, 'cause she's fun, and I want to see her interact with, like, I want to see her and Sarah, like, go at it, you know, or
Yeah.
her and Helena, you know.
Oh my God, yeah.
So, so was there anything else I skipped over? I don't think so. I don't, talking about the episode makes me feel more like I liked it more than even I thought I did.
Yeah. I think in subsequent viewings and talking about it and stuff, I like it more than the initial watch.
And I'm definitely interested in this cult slash longevity study that they're
Yeah.
disguising it as. I really, really think you're on the money with the Island of Dr. Moreau thing.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's n nobody like tr nobody that's not brainwashed is altruistic in that scenario. Everybody's playing at something. So,
Oh, yeah. Oh, we didn't really talk about Rachel administering the cure to
oh yeah, that's right. We talked about earlier on where when she shows up and I was like, oh God, Rachel's gonna kill Cosima.
Yeah.
So
That was like, what is happening? I was like, what is, that scene? I was like, what is going on?
well, I mean, the last we saw Rachel interacting with any of the clones
Yeah.
was to basically take them out.
Yeah, I mean, she was trying to kill Sarah. She stabbed her. She was trying to shoot her. Missed, but yeah, I mean, I guess she really hates Sarah, but I guess she, I mean, I don't, she's trying to, I mean, she has she's not, I don't know. She's trying to gain, like, I guess Cosima's trust by doing this.
Which is weird because they were both in the house together, like working. We didn't mention Charlotte either,
Oh,
who's now part of this revival group.
yeah.
So, but they were working together, like towards all this stuff. And then Rachel kind of lost it. And,
Yeah.
well, I mean, rightfully so.
Yeah.
But yeah, so now all of a sudden she's. I guess the question is, do you think Rachel has actually kind of gone off her rocker, or is she still playing at something? Is she still pretending so she can get what she wants?
Don't know. I
Yeah.
mean, yeah, I mean, I think she likes getting what she wants, and I mean, I guess she's a little happy right now because she feels like she's
Yeah,
getting what
she
she
won.
wants. She's
So,
having private meetings with P.T. Westmoreland, and so.
who? God, I can't wait to see who it is.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait.
I kind of hope it's the guy that played Leaky.
Oh, yeah,
and it just turns out to be him, and like Leaky was like a clone of him or something.
yeah, that'd
So
be funny.
that would just be so much fun. But like, as much as I don't trust Rachel. Like, just implicitly do not trust her. She's always playing at something. I kind of want her to have completely lost her mind, because
Yeah.
I want to see just cut loose Rachel. Like, even if it means that what it comes down to is Helena shows up on the island, she's lost it, and she's like, okay, we're done with you, and just kills her. Just
Yeah.
no questions, nothing, just bam, you're dead. And moving on. But at least we will get that kind of unfettered, like just insane Rachel, like very super villain, you know, which feels like where she's headed. So, but yeah, all in all, like we were, or at least I, well, we both were kind of like, eh, it was a good episode, not a great episode. But
Yeah.
like talking about it, there was so much more there that like I had fun with, that kind of I'm looking forward to uncovering this stuff down the line. Seeing hopefully not a ton more new characters, but maybe fleshed out some of these newer characters that we did get. I don't want to meet a whole bunch of people in the second episode who then we have to spend, so much of the earlier seasons were like that. Like every season we got introduced to new characters who would wind up being very, very important to the story. If not for that season, then overall. But with this being the last season, I really, really want to be focused on the four main characters,
Yeah, I'd really like to be focused on them and our existing characters, our existing main people, instead of adding people that were like, who are you? Who are you? I'd rather wrap up nicely, have enough time to wrap up everyone else.
So, before we wrap up the episode, this is the start of the last season. This is the first episode. We have nine more episodes to go. Where would you like it to end? How do you think it's gonna end? Like, don't have to be specific, but like, do you think we're going to get like a straight up fairy tale happy ending? Are you okay if it ends bittersweet?
I think it's gonna be bittersweet. I think there's going to be, I mean, I don't know. I think there's going to be some deaths at the end, or at least a death. And I think that's gonna make the whole thing bittersweet. Like we're finally free, they're finally free, but they lost more people, and it's that's how I think it's gonna end.
I'm there too. I'm never that happy with fairy tale endings. Like I don't know if it's just the kind of person I am. It's okay when like Friends ends and it's like, oh look, they're all happy. That's a 20-minute sitcom. This is a drama, very, very like intense, dramatic thing. And for everybody to come out of it essentially unscathed is, I think, unrealistic. I 2 years ago, I would have told you, well, I hope Cosima is the one that dies if somebody dies. I'm less the end of last season and like this episode, I'm less and less on that fence. Of all the characters who I think they could get away with not having a happy ending, as weird as it sounds, it's Sarah. Just because she started the series as a tragic character, and she's never had the easy life, and she's never taken the easy path. She always just kind of makes things difficult for herself, whether intentionally or not. And she's also pretty selfish. Of all of them, she's the most selfish. So, it feels like that's she's the one that would turn around and step up and be the sacrifice. Just because, you gotta atone for all of the things that you did. So.
I'm a bit worried for Helena because it seems like if there was, that happy ending at the end, she's sort of a hard character to have. I mean, I know she has her babies, hopefully they'll be okay.
You're right, though. She
But
she's it's a
it's
difficult
hard to
happy
see
ending.
a happy ending, with her because just how she is, I don't wish anything upon her. I love her, but so that's who I see. I don't think, Cosima, I think they've done that would be very disappointing. I mean, not only because I love Cosima, and she's my fave always, but because they've done this for seasons. Oh, she's dying, I think she's beyond that now. I think that would be
I agree.
disappointing if suddenly, oh, really, now Cosima dies? It's been seasons,
I agree with you. And it would be so obvious. And this show is a lot of things, but it's rarely ever obvious. So, there's always the gotcha, around the corner. Like you didn't see this one coming. So I think we'll probably lose I would be okay if we flat out see Sarah sacrifice herself, and if Helena has one of those kind of oblivious endings where you don't really know.
Yeah.
Like that way you can kind of imagine, like, either she went out in a blaze of glory, or she made it out and, like, carved out this weird, bizarre, happy life for herself.
Yeah. Her babies at Allison and Danny's, just one big, large, weird family.
So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun talking about these last 9 episodes with you and with Tim, if he, you know, decides to take a break from his life.
If he decides to show up, you know?
He'll never listen to this, so we can give him as much crap as we want. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure he said he's going to be here for the rest of the season. And, you know, it's probably going to get bittersweet. I'm going to try to not get emotional, at least until the last episode.
Yeah.
So, although if somebody dies halfway through, I can't promise anything.
Yeah.
So,
I will get emotional at some point. I was, yeah.
Well, we're on iTunes, so go rate and review us. Help other people find us. When we started this podcast, I think there were like 2 or 3 Orphan Black podcasts, and I'm pretty sure there's about 40 of them now.
Yeah, so, yeah, there's a bunch. I listen to a bunch too, so.
There's a lot of good ones out there. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I listen to like 3 maybe, I don't know, it's crazy, and now I'm on one, so. I'm just all Orphan Black all the time.
So, if you enjoy us, go rate and review us on iTunes. It helps other people find us. You can tweet me. I'm at Deadpool1979. Deedpool 1979. Are you on Twitter? Yeah, you're on Twitter. Duh.
Yeah. I am at Mina Ann. It's MinaAnne.
And you can also check out all the other stuff that we do over at filmdispenser.com. Once this is over, we're going to have to find another podcast for Mina to do.
Oh, yeah. Please, send me suggestions, anyone.
We need a new show. We're going to have to look at the fall TV season, and the 3 of us are just going to have to pick a show. And kind of roll with it. Just
count me in.
Because it's going to be weird not being able to be like, well, you know, like we have Orphan Black. Like, no, after this, we kind of don't. So. Yeah. But yeah, we'll be back next week. Hopefully everybody will join us. Hopefully Tim will be here. Next week will probably be an even longer episode, because I gotta find out. I don't even know what Tim thinks about the episode. So,
oh, yeah, we'll have to backtrack and ask him about this one too. So
we'll do a little bit of talking about this one with Tim next week, and then we'll dive into episode 2. So yeah, go do all of that stuff, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Keep on cloning.